I want to close with a beautiful paragraph. Going back, it's on page 18 in the second edition, page 15 in the first edition, and it's the second paragraph of the end of chapter 2. All right, so it's right before the beginning of chapter 3. Paragraph 8. Right. What Jesus is talking, it begins, think what the joining of two brothers really means. All right. Now, what he's talking about here is how the office of the therapist in which he sees his patients becomes changed into a temple. Right. You could substitute any relationship, any circumstance for this. And I'm ending with this because this is the thought you should take with you to see everything within this context, within this framework. You're going out to dinner tonight. Right? What you do tomorrow and the day after, what you do at work, if you're coming here again, what you do here. So that everything is now seen totally differently. You see from the inside, not from the outside. You don't see from the outside in, you see from the inside out. Right. Just as I mentioned earlier this morning discussing Wagner, that Wagner said that the most important thing in conducting was the tempo. But you don't get the right tempo without understanding the underlying melos. That dictates the tempo, and the tempo dictates how you conduct. If you get that underlying melos of love correctly, then everything in your world now becomes a temple where everybody worships at the same altar of forgiveness. If you don't have the right melos, the tempi will always be wrong, erratic, eccentric, and they will not do justice to the love that's underneath. All right, so this is what Jesus says.